Dramatic rescue.
I got goosebumps all over. That is great.
Campaign to snuff out teen vaping.
This is a whole new group that's getting themselves addicted to nicotine.
Triumphant homecoming for Big Poppy.
I want to thank the Red Sox, my real family.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan.
Woo!
There were cheers and smiles when the last of four missing crewmen on a crippled cargo ship was pulled to safety from deep inside the ship's hull. Correspondent Peter King reporting from the coast of southern Georgia.
With all four missing crewmen rescued, investigators have their work ahead of them to try to find out why the Golden Ray capsized early Sunday. The question is, can it be righted safely? No easy job for a ship that's more than 600 feet long. There are concerns about the possible environmental hazard, and there are the 4,200 or so cars still on board and presumably ruined. The ship is blocking traffic in and out of Brunswick, with at least one freighter waiting to get out and four waiting to get in. Peter King, CBS News, St. Simons Island, Georgia.
The nation's largest doctors group is speaking out as new questions swirl about vaping. CBS's Steve Futterman.
The American Medical Association wants those using e-cigarettes to stop until more research is done about its safety. The AMA says we must not stand by while e-cigarettes continue to go unregulated. The group urges all unregulated vaping products to be removed from the market.
The CDC has urged people to stop vaping as it investigates lung damage cases. Billionaire Michael Bloomberg tells CBS this morning his charity is investing $160 million to end the epidemic of teen vaping.
All the progress we've made in reducing teen smoking in particular is being turned around because the kids like the flavor in the vaping products. They're not people giving up smoking. They're not people that ever smoked before.
Well, President Trump spent days defending his misstated assertion that Alabama was in the crosshairs of Hurricane Dorian, and there are indications a member of his cabinet threatened retaliatory action to back him up. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
It was a claim the president wouldn't let die.
Alabama's going to get a piece of it, it looks like.
Days after the forecast had changed, Mr. Trump insisted he was right about Hurricane Dorian's track, even holding up an outdated weather map altered with a Sharpie.
In all cases, Alabama was hit.
Now the New York Times reports the Commerce Secretary threatened to fire officials at the agency that oversees the National Weather Service. That agency, NOAA, then put out a statement insisting its Alabama-based forecasters were wrong to publicly contradict the president. The Commerce Department tells CBS News Secretary Wilbur Ross never threatened to fire anyone at NOAA over what they said about the hurricane. But the storm hasn't cleared. The National Weather Service chief is standing by his forecasters. The Commerce Secretary's Inspector General is investigating, and the top scientist at NOAA says he's now looking into potential violations of his agency's scientific integrity. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Well, the president went to North Carolina last night with his eye on political change.
We take the first steps to firing Speaker Pelosi and winning back the House in 2020.
He campaigned for the Republican in a special House election. CBS's Jim Krasula is covering.
Today's voting in North Carolina's 9th congressional district is necessary after the state elections board threw out the results in last November's election, apparently won by Republican Mark Harris. A GOP political operative working for Harris is facing criminal charges of paying people to illegally collect absentee ballots.
The National Rifle Association is suing San Francisco. The action accuses the city of violating the group's free speech rights by designating it as a domestic terrorist organization. Reports say the CIA extracted a key informant from Russia who'd been helping the United States for decades. CBS's Paula Reed.
This informant provided critical intelligence directly connecting Vladimir Putin to interference in the 2016 election. Now, the Kremlin said this morning this person worked in Putin's office but had no direct contact with the Russian president. Current and former national security officials tell CBS News that actually increased media coverage of Russian election interference led to growing concerns about the source's safety.
There's been new action in North Korea, a call for talks against the backdrop of yet another missile test. CBS's Alex Jensen in Seoul, South Korea.
North Korea's latest launch of short-range projectiles came just hours after Pyongyang indicated it was ready to reopen dialogue with the U.S. later this month. But Vice Foreign Minister Chisholm, he also applied pressure, warning that all dealings with the US could come to an end if the US doesn't change its approach. The missiles are a small indicator of what might follow.
Well, now to Britain, where it's been another day of clashing over Brexit.
Fury at a prime minister forcing Parliament to adjourn for most of the time remaining before Brexit. Boris Johnson defiant in turn.
No matter how many devices this Parliament invents to tie my hands, I will strive to get an agreement in the national interest.
The opposition accusing him of
shutting down Parliament to avoid a government being held to account.
But they'll try before adjourning. Lawmakers passed a bill ordering Johnson to hand over private, potentially explosive documents about his Brexit plans. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A federal judge in Oakland has reinstated a nationwide halt to the Trump administration's plan to prevent most migrants from seeking asylum at the southern border. New study indicates high blood pressure among women during pregnancy has leaped 13-fold over the past 40 years. Some of it is because older women are now giving birth. CBS's Dr. Tara Narula.
Hypertension complicates 10 to 15% of pregnancies, is a leading cause of maternal mortality. Pregnancy is a stress test. It's a marker of your future cardiovascular risk. So what happens during pregnancy tells us a lot about your future.
Well, 3 months after he was shot in the Dominican Republic, former Red Sox star David Ortiz returned to Fenway Park. He was there to throw out the first pitch.
God bless you all. Go Sox.
Not enough, though, to inspire Boston to victory. The visiting Yankees won the game 5-0. With a new version, a classic board game aims to shatter the glass ceiling.
Mr. Who?
How did I make it big?
Hasbro is bringing the gender pay gap to the table with Ms. Monopoly. USA Today says it has share rides instead of railroads, Wi-Fi instead of waterworks, and gives women and girls the edge. They get 1,900 Monopoly dollars at the start of each game. Male players only get 1,500. Instead of investing in real estate, players sink their money into inventions and innovations made by women, including chocolate chip cookies, solar heating, and shapewear. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Well, how about a credit union for the LGBTQ community? One has been approved in Michigan. Online service is expected to begin next year. It'll offer products beyond the scope of an ordinary lender, including loans for transitioning people who are still in the process of transitioning. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.